rubbing your hands together in front of your heart chakra, in front of your chest. Breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your nose. We're creating some heat in the palms of the hands. This is spiritual energy. And when you feel your palms really heated up, let's take that right hand and place it over your heart. And the left hand placed just nice and snugly over the right in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Breathing deeply in and out, silently say to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique self. And just let your body relax into the love, trust, and freedom of expression. And notice how that feels. And then let's drop your hands with pinkies together. So it's palms open, forming a cup right in front of your heart chakra. This is a mudra called the Cup of Love. And let's just allow all the abundance of the universe to flow into this cup of love. Seeing beautiful golden energy overflowing, bubbling into your cup of love. You're receiving all health, vitality, wealth, abundance, beautiful relationships, the things that you need to make life extraordinary for yourself. It's all flowing into your hands. Just being the open, receptive container. And then let's tip this cup of love into your chest. And maybe you're just replacing your hands back over your heart chakra and receiving all the love and abundance from the universe. Allowing that to flow into your heart and chest and just flowing through your whole body. And when you're ready, you can let your hands drop to your laps, putting your thumb and first finger together in Dhyan Mudra. This is the Mudra of Infinity. When you see a picture of someone meditating, often you'll see them in Dhyan Mudra. We meditate with sitting up in a chair, but you can also sit cross-legged. Either one is fine. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Lots of people like to imagine the grounding cord maybe starting at the top of the head and going all the way down through the body. Or you can just imagine it just a nice big hollow tube, like a gigantic garden hose that you're sitting on top of. Doesn't really matter. It's going to empty out whatever you're releasing. This grounding cord, it's very important to snug it all the way to the center of the earth. We're going to let any stress out energy, excess energy, other people's energy out of your body. So set the release button on the grounding cord, maybe. I kind of imagine it over on the right side by my right hip, where my hip and leg meet. I put a little release button there, and I just push that release button on, and everything just kind of goes down the grounding cord. Everything that doesn't belong there in your body is just going right down the grounding cord. Some people imagine a little hurricane or a whirlwind that kind of moves energy better. Some people really like the idea of a toilet flushing and all the refuse is just flowing down that grounding cord. Whatever works for you. If your grounding cord is just fully working without extra equipment, use it that way. If you need to put a little bit of an oomph in there, use that. A giant shop vac at the end of the grounding cord down at the center of the earth, that can really clean things out too. we're going to go up to the adrenals, and the adrenals are sitting just above waistline, 2 inches off the spine. And we'll just draw a line of energy from each of the adrenals to the perineum, which is basically the first chakra, or you can put it at the base of the spine, either one, and then down to the center of the earth. Now, this line of energy that's coming from each of the adrenals is as wide as your wrist and hollow in the center. And it's going to go like a Y of light right down to the center of the earth, and it can go right through the big grounding cord. And we're setting the adrenals on release, and we're releasing the adrenals. So another little release button on the right adrenal and the left adrenal. If you're wondering what the adrenals are, they really kind of control the nervous system. They turn our energy on. They produce cortisol and adrenaline, things that will help you run away from the saber-toothed tiger or respond quickly if a car is coming at you and there's an accident about to happen. The adrenals kick on and get to work at getting you safe if your body can get into safety. But they come on a lot, way too much these days. So we want to make sure that we clear the adrenals every day so we keep them in really nice, plump, pristine order. And the sciatic nerve actually runs really close to the adrenals. So let's just imagine there's a magical line of energy between the sciatic nerve and the adrenals. And we're just going to plug them in. And we'll just release the nervous system through the adrenals. So just like a bucket of water with a cork in the bottom, we'll just plug the nervous system into the adrenals, and that'll be just like the cork coming out of the bottom of the bucket, and we'll just let the nervous system drain out. So if it were a bucket of water, all that nervous tension in the nervous system is going to drain out through the adrenals down to the center of the earth. And you can sort of imagine yourself like the invisible man in your science class in junior high, and you saw that invisible man and the lacy network of nerves light up, and you're just watching now all of that nervous tension, stress out energy, gooped up stuff on the nervous system, just releasing. Wonderful. Good. Now we're going to go up to the center of the head. And just up in the center of the head, imagine a beautiful golden throne. And sit on your golden throne in your golden temple of silence. And look around if there's any spider webs or cobwebs or dust bunnies. Let's just open a trap door out the back of the head. See how you're kind of in your cave. And you open this trap door, and let's take a spiritual fire hose and just wash out looping and repetitive negative thoughts, funky stuff, excess boxes or paperwork. Let's just let everything go. You're not going to let go of your information. You're going to let go of all the stuff that muddles you and keeps you from your abundant world. So just wash that out and let it all flow out the trap door out the back of the head. And all the stuff that's falling out just drops right down into the big grounding cord at your hips. And once you've cleared out the center of your head, you can close the trap door, pop out the top of your head, and let's pull your aura in. Your aura is a beautiful energy extension that goes outside your body. It's kind of your energetic bubble that you move around in. A normal aura has 7 layers, and it extends about 36 inches out from your body. We're going to be smoothing out the edges. If you've had some conflict or interaction that was somewhat negative, maybe someone yelled at you, there might be a ding in your aura, or an indentation. So you want to smooth the aura out. There might be a tear in your aura. Let's go ahead and have you fill in the tears. Maybe use some magic aura spray paint and just fill that in. The edge of the aura should be sharp and defined. And for now, even though the normal distance is about 36 inches from the body, let's go ahead and pull that into 18 inches. So we're really have the aura just nice and snug, like an energetic sleeping bag around our body. And let's make that edge really nice and sharp, like a bubble blow bubble or a glass bubble, where the edge is somewhat transparent and luminescent. But you're very contained. You know where you end and everything else begins. And then for fun, and also to feel good, let's put a little golden vacuum cleaner, a little automated Roomba, a little robot vacuum cleaner, at the top of your head, on top of your scalp. And we're going to run it spiraling around, and we'll just set it on, and it's going to clean out all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs that you've picked up through your day. So let's just turn that on and let that spiral around, and it's going around your head and your neck, and it's vacuuming up everything, your shoulders, your torso, all the way down around your waist. It's just really cleaning everything up. The cool thing about spiritual tools is they know exactly what to do, so you don't have to really work them too hard. They do their own thing. It's continuing to go down around your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. And it's just cleaned up all the dust bunnies in your aura. It's amazing when people come out of this meditation, they see better. And a lot of times it's just funky, energetic stuff in the aura that needs to be cleaned out. So once that golden Roomba is under your feet, that vacuum cleaner, let's take that and throw that down the grounding cord at the hips. Get rid of that. And now we're going to open your feet chakras to earth energy. And the chakras on the feet are very much like camera lenses. So you can imagine the bottom of your feet have a shutter that opens, and we can open that real slowly and leave that open for a while. And let's bring earth energy. And a lot of times people see that earth energy is either clay color or green. And bring earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Wonderful. And as you open your feet chakras, the bottom of the feet represent your soul understanding. Your legs, right leg being your ability to take your next steps in your assertive life, which would be your business, your career, your outer world, you know, even your philanthropy things, anything that's kind of outer, that's your steps in your outer world. And then your left side represents your feminine or receptive side. So that would be taking your steps in relationship, all the things that allow you to take your next steps in being soft, receptive, maybe in your love life. So let's just have that earth energy really running up through those leg channels. Also, it's so great to clear out the knees every day. Your knees are your ability to honor yourself And it's so profound when we have knee problems. A lot of times we're also having problems really honoring ourselves. Maybe we give way too much away to everybody else. The beautiful affirmation for knees is, I kneel at the altar of myself. Great. And all that energy coming through the hips, and then it's going right out the big grounding cord down to the center of the earth. So we're really clearing out those leg channels. Then finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, and bringing a line of energy from that place. My favorite place is a beautiful temple high in the Himalayas in Nepal. I had my peak spiritual experience there. So I bring a line of energy from that place into the back of my head, and you can bring a place, a line of energy from perhaps an island, a temple, a church, a star, a constellation, a mountaintop, wherever you imagine your peak experience, your peak spiritual experience. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the hands and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, and then down into your pelvic cradle. And it's okay not to know what your back channels are. They're the meridians in your back and your spine, and your body knows what to do. Just trust yourself that you know exactly what to do. Looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the jaw, behind the eyes, through the brain, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And we've just cleared so much. So as we bring that energy, more and more of that energy down the shoulders and through the arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and out the fingertips, we're clearing our creative channels, our ability to grasp and receive, clearing our shoulders, our burdens and responsibilities. When we're bringing that energy down our back channels, we're clearing our ability to be supported. And also we're clearing the past through the belly, love, sensuality, strength, will, our ability to speak up, our throat chakra, the throat area, be heard and increase our ability to communicate, clear vision. This feels so, so good to be really giving yourself a spiritual shower from the inside out. Just sitting in the center of your head on your throne, you can turn on a view screen, and that can be like a movie screen. And on that movie screen is a beautiful bubble. You can just imagine maybe a helium balloon or a gigantic bubble, and tie it to the center of the earth. And we're going to fill that with some wonderful intentions for abundance. And we're going to be doing a wonderful mock-up, and we'll fill up the bubble, and you can put whatever you want in there. I'll give you a couple wonderful examples, and then you can put your own wonderful examples in there also. So you want to speak as if it's already happened, and you want to leave out any descriptive negatives. So you're just speaking as if you've got the wonderful life that you intend for yourself. I am healthy, happy, vibrant, intelligent, creative, strong. My exercise is a pure joy to me. I love working out, lifting weights. I run 20 miles a week on mountain trails. I dance two nights a week, and I really rock out. I have so much fun. I am strong, slender, agile, flexible. I am in ecstatic bliss around my vibrant, beautiful body, my joyful experience of health. I am loving and lovable. My relationships are easy, happy, calm. I am in the love relationship of my life. I have the most wonderful partner who just cherishes me, loves and adores me. He honors me. He's my spiritual match. We have so much fun traveling. We love our beautiful mansion. We are jet setters. We go all over the world. Our lovemaking is incredible. Our sensuality, our connection is phenomenal. We are God and Goddess lovers in the most pure and beautiful and joyful and erotic and companionship way. It's incredible. We are happy. My money life rocks. I make billions. And you know what? I am so validated. My bank accounts are overflowing. My investments are overflowing. I'm able to be a philanthropist in a really grand scale. I love life and I love giving and creating and generating. And abundance is actually a conversation that's so manifested that life is just easy. It just rocks with easiness. I make what I need to make financially, but it just is magnetized to me. There's always a check in the mail. There's always a surprise in my account, something more than I ever imagined. I'm validated in my work life. My books and CDs, my meditations are well received. I am happy. I am joyful. I am strong. I am healthy. Just imagine all of your goodness, all of your happiness, all of those things that you're longing to create. Take them out of longing and put them into creation. So see, fill up that bubble with your good intentions. Speak as if it's already manifested. Use my examples. You can say, oh yeah, I like that mock-up. Oh yeah, that's a great one. And you can put them into your mock-up bubble. Show the Supreme Being this mock-up bubble. Get a nod. Yep. Say, can I have this, God? I'm asking for your blessings. Get a yes, because of course it's a yes. And then let's let that bubble float off so we can release the string that's holding it to the center of the earth. See that float off into the universe, knowing that it will be fulfilled in divine order. And then let's bring a golden sun into the top of your head. We're bringing in the energy of God. God is gold. Bringing the golden sun down into your head and into your shoulders and into your body, torso, legs, feet. Really filling up with that golden sun, the energy of God, receiving a complete healing, noticing how calm and centered you are, how happy you are. One more golden sun. There you sit at the top of your head. So you're imagining yourself as a spirit. Now you're at the top of your head. And let's get you back into your body. So this golden sun will be like a spiritual shoehorn. And let's just fit you back into your body. Beautifully. So you're going to fill out your toes and fingers, your legs and arms, torso, neck, and head. Now just imagine your spirit is kind of stretching, like a morning stretch. You're just stretching out to the exterior of the dermis or the skin. You're all the way out. You're filling yourself out, spirit, just to the edge, outside edge of the skin. All the way. Just a nice kind of spirit stretch, really feeling yourself better than you ever have before, fully inserted into your body. And let's just imagine now also that your spirit has gotten back into present time. Sometimes we're thinking out in front of us, and that's our spirit wanting to create. And so our spirit is running out in front of us in the future. And our body is sometimes weighted down with the history, and so our body can be living in the past. And in this moment, let's just imagine that the body is in this present moment. It's just gotten right here. And the spirit has slowed down and has just settled into the body in this beautiful way. Maybe you imagine like a seatbelt clicking in. Spirit clicks into body, click. And there you are, completely in present time. Wow, this feels really amazing. All right, and now let's just rub our hands together, creating some spiritual heat, some energy, and that's called tapas. Breathing in and out through your nose, really feeling yourself back in your body. Let's take that right hand and put it over the heart chakra, and the left hand over the right in a universal mudra for self-love and self-affinity. And again, say silently to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique self. And breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Three nice cleansing breaths. And feeling yourself fully back in your body. And maybe you want to sigh. Rub your palms on your thighs and your calves and knees. Maybe patting your shoulders and arms and chest. Your face, the back of your scalp, the top of your head. Your cheeks, your forehead, really coming back into your body. Maybe with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this guided meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.